Welcome back to Your Voice is Amplified, the podcast from latestsale.com. This is the second part of our tech entertainment podcast series covering virtual reality workouts today. The advancement of technology used for the purpose of fitness raises questions about its impact on jobs, and specifically the personal trainer workforce.
This podcast episode will explore the potential shift towards personal trainers adopting coding skills, user preferences for live trainers, the effect on mental health due to the absence of interaction with live trainers, and trainer perspectives on the effectiveness of VR workouts for their clients. The question is, are all workers destined to convert themselves into coders? Some individuals have a natural ability for writing code, playing sports, and participating in music and even the arts. That is what makes humans unique. Can all these skills blend together as one? If everyone is a coder, where will the diversity in the workforce come from? Will we all be clones of each other? Part of our remit at latestsale.com is to cover the creative services sector as defined by the UK DCMS. So that means sports is included in our briefings. First, let us consider the facts and explore how the health and fitness industry is responding to the idea of personal trainers becoming coders. According to a survey by the American Council on Exercise, ACE, 89% of personal trainers believe that technology, including VR and wearable devices, enhances their ability to help clients achieve their fitness goals. The same survey indicated that 42% of personal trainers use technology to enhance their training programs by using fitness apps or incorporating wearable devices for tracking. What about user preferences for live trainers, you may ask? A study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research found that individuals who trained with live personal trainers experienced significantly higher exercise adherence compared to those who used digital fitness tools alone. According to a survey conducted by OnePoll, 61% of respondents preferred working out with a personal trainer due to the personalized attention and guidance they provide. The third consideration for the industry is the impact on mental health. Does the absence of interaction with live trainers make a difference? A study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health indicated that social interaction during exercise positively influenced mental well-being, reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. Personal trainers, therefore, need to decide who they serve. Is technology their master, or rather, is it their clientele that counts? From my point of view, that is an easy question to answer. The shining stars of technology and the plethora of fitness apps on the market can be a huge distraction, with some personal trainers feeling their job is done if their clients are sent an email link with a fitness training app. Research conducted by the University of Pennsylvania demonstrated that positive social interactions during exercise were associated with increased feelings of happiness and reduced stress levels. I agree wholeheartedly. This is the case for all sports, from team sports such as basketball, my all-time favourite, to ice hockey, another preference of mine, right down to solo sports such as gymnastics. Social interaction, face-to-face training and guidance is the key to success, as is motivation and positive mental well-being that inspires confidence. Technology should have very specific boundaries. It must assist the human worker and trainer and not replace him or her. The impacts of AI decision-making replacing that of humans can generate devastating long-term effects. Economies will become ever more disjointed, with weakened human thought processes, skills, creativity, and the real wealth of the workers' efforts and output going in the direction of coders, whilst end users increasingly find themselves at the distinct and somewhat perilous disadvantage. The strength of humans is our ability to socialize and interact, with high levels of communication, both verbally and in writing, at our disposal. These factors put us above all other alien life, if it so exists, of course. Such characteristics feed into coaching for professional level athletes. A sports coach should be held accountable for all recommendations made. Is a gymnast ready to do a Jaeger on bars or a Sukahara on vault? It is the pike position in the Sukahara that presents the most danger for a gymnast, and only human observation, training for strength, incredible speed, acquiring sufficient height to make the transition into flipping to a pike position, and aerial competence should impact the decision of a coach and not instructions from an app. Do athletes or sports managers want to hand this responsibility and judgment over to artificial intelligence? And if so, why? Fourth, what are the trainer perspectives on VR workouts? A survey conducted by the American College of Sports Medicine, the ACSM, revealed that 73% of fitness professionals believe that VR fitness programs have the potential to significantly impact the industry. In a study published in the Journal of Sports Sciences, participants who engaged in VR exercise reported higher enjoyment levels and were more likely to continue exercising compared to those participating in traditional exercise. From this contradictory survey, it shows why the industry may become ever more divided as AI continues to gather its strength, despite the complex nature of the human desire for social endeavors and face-to-face interaction.
And on that note, we conclude the Tech Entertainment Virtual Reality Workouts Today podcast episode, highlighting pull factors in technology.
Time will show to what extent local jobs are challenged in the face of AI.
A mediocre coder is not the answer. If personal trainers want to take on the role of the coder, face-to-face training, the essence of a discipline they enjoy and share with their clientele, will come to an end. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday for the Technology Podcast category. Discover more insightful news and commentary in our next episode covering the investors behind virtual reality workouts today. Listen and subscribe to Your Voices Amplified from LatestSale.com.